Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good actual afternoon. I'm Scott Mills. Let me take you home tonight. We're until...
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. We're until 7 o'clock. I've got the Noisettes track coming next and The Enemy and Kanye West. Hi, Chopper.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm good. Very excited about my musical that I'm going to tonight.
Oh, yeah.
The Michael Jackson one, which apparently isn't any kind of story. I've got loads of emails today from people saying they don't link the songs together in a comedy way like they do in Mamma Mia. They just do them. But I'm still looking forward to it. But
isn't that just like being a kind of Michael Jackson tribute act?
No. That's fine by me. And then Becky's going off as well somewhere tonight. What are you seeing again? Something much more highbrow, isn't it?
Lion King.
Lion King, see, it is. Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And you know LaRue, that track we've been playing, In for the Kill? Yes? No? I've just found some astonishing information out about her, which I'll tell you very soon.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Hello, who's that?
It's Jade and Lester.
Hi, Jade and Lester. How can I help you today?
I already know the LaRue news.
You know the hot LaRue news?
Yeah.
It's quite hard to say LaRue news, isn't it?
Sorry?
LaRue news.
It's quite difficult.
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Her mum is in the bill.
Oh, how do you know that?
Because I know everything, Scott.
That was going to be my astonishing gossip that I was going to do before 4:30 when I played LaRue In for the Kill.
And you were in the bill as well, weren't you? So you really should have known that before.
I wasn't in it with her, though.
Is there a club for all people that have appeared in the bill?
Not that I'm aware of.
Scott should start one.
Well, I'm not a member of it.
That's yes. Good, that.
I've heard that LaRue...
You, Todd Carty.
I've heard that LaRue's mum...
LaRue's mum?
...is June Ackland off of the bill. Now,
exactly.
I think that's pretty amazing.
Pretty cool.
June Ackland?
Yeah. It's a bit like... Do you think that's true?
I don't know.
Jade?
I think it's definitely true. There are pictures.
Oh, are there?
Yeah.
Right, it's probably true.
What?
It's before LaRue had the cool hair as well. It's just long and boring.
Right, and it's her with June off the bill?
Yeah.
Immense. I don't know about that. It's like...
Couldn't that just be a fan snap,
yeah.
though?
She could have got £250 for that from Heat Magazine.
It could be.
It's like a bit like my time my nan told me that I'm distantly related to June Brown off EastEnders. Have I told you about that before?
Why does that ring a bell?
Yeah, yeah, I think I've discussed this with you before, but I'm not sure whether it's true or not.
Have you never investigated
No,
that?
I haven't investigated.
That could be. You could do that on the... What's that show called? What's that Ancestry show called on BBC One?
Oh, yeah, what's it called?
You could do that.
Who do you think you are?
Yeah.
Your big reveal could be that you're related to Dot Cotton.
I love you, Jade.
Podcast.
Nigel in York's been on, saying that he knows the head researcher on that show, Who Do You Think You Are, where they trace relatives, and he says, I can let you know if you are actually related to Dot Cotton. I'm sure I've mentioned this before. Have I talked about this before?
I've known it, but I can't remember when you last mentioned it.
But I still don't know whether it's true, and Nigel could be the person to find that out for me.
Why can't you just trace it?
Is that easy to do?
I don't know.
Right, there we are.
Should be able to.
No, I think what Nigel said, they must have some kind of database, right, where you just type in your name, right? Scott Robert Mills. And then it just comes up with your family tree and who else you're related to.
Well, and it automatically come up Dot Cotton.
Well, Nigel's making it sound like it's that simple on the text, so yeah.
All right.
Who would you like to be related to? If they typed in Mark Chapman, who would you like it to come up with most?
I'd like Philip and Fern to be a long-lost aunt and uncle.
They're not old enough.
What? To be my aunt and uncle?
No.
Yeah.
Be surely... OK.
You
can
be any age to be an aunt and uncle.
Dot's a bit older than you.
My auntie's well young.
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, it wouldn't take long to find that out. No. Oh, no, it's the same as me. I don't know whether it's true or not.
What are you talking about?
I asked you a question and you gave me an answer and now you're ripping it apart.
I've just had a think about it and I'm thinking, well, maybe you're right. Who would you like to be related to?
I don't know. I think sometimes I might be related to Justin Lee Collins because we sound a bit the same.
Right. one that doesn't speak wants to be related to Rihanna, most of all, somehow.
Just wants so to be related to Rihanna?
Well, he wants to be, yeah.
Okay.
He wants her to be a relationship.
Why?
Just because so he can go to Barbados.
But that's quite a lot. Fair enough.
Fair enough. Right, here she is. Her mum is June off the bill.
Now, I've just spent the last 5 minutes doing a bit of research, and I've just Googled this rumour, and I've seen the picture of the two of them together, and that could have been taken at any kind of family event with a buffet or party with a buffet where they just both happened to be there and she had her photo taken with June Ackland off the bill.
Don't ruin it. I want to believe that LaRue's mum is June. This is In for the Kill by LaRue, whose mum is June Ackland off the bill.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Just to keep your theory going, has she put a clue in this? Because the start, to me, of that sounds just like the start of the bill.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, the one that doesn't speak, just put it in for me. Okay, good. Okay. This is LaRue and In for the Kill. And this is the Bill theme tune.
Hey, exactly the same. Same drums at the start.
Once again, here's LaRue. And now the Bill. Exactly the same. No difference
Scott
there.
Mills.
Now, if it's okay with everybody, I would like us to do another show and tell day tomorrow. Is that all right? If you missed this last week, you know, like at school, we do show and tell, you bring something in and you talk about it. I have got a new thing, which I found over the weekend, last weekend, and it's a metal detector. Here it is. Now, to be fair, I've not been out much this week after Enrique blew me out last week because we were going to go metal detecting together, but he didn't have time.
Well, he never knew, did he, that he was going to go metal detecting with you?
No. This is at the National Lottery where he was appearing. I just thought, you know, there's some time before the show. Maybe we could have gone out, but no. Anyway, I am planning to use this at some point to find some treasures.
Right, but it's pointless to keep using it in a studio that's full of metal things. You have to go out there and...
No, listen how much fun it can, be.
You know, I think the White's metal detector is the best thing that ever happened to Steve. He gets lots of exercise and finds plenty of treasures. There's just one downside. I don't have enough fingers.
Yeah, we did this last week. You can get loads of money as well.
My wife and I have spent our time coin hunting.
In coin, we have reached nearly $10,000.
$10,000. Anyway, that is going to be my new hobby when I get around to it. But I bought that for show and tell last week. So I've got something really good as well for tomorrow. Again.
Right?
Yeah. So we're all going to bring something in and talk about it, okay?
I'm trying to think what I can bring in.
Now, I was going to bring you for my show and tell tomorrow this thing here, but I found something better now, you see. So I want to...
Oh, you're spoiling me.
I want to play this to you anyway, but this was going to be my show and tell for tomorrow. Now, it's... It's really good, this. It's a self-defense video for older people, okay?
Right.
So, like, your gran can turn into some kind of crime-fighting superhero. Yeah.
And had you been sent this? Had you been sent
Just something I found. Now, okay, I'm going to try this out on you, okay? This is an old self-defense video for the older generation.
Right.
Becky, imagine for a second that you're an old lady who fights crime, okay? Now, Chappers, you're the bad guy, yeah?
Right.
Okay. And what I need you to do, can you do this, please, now? Because we're going to reenact it. If you could, bad guy,
yeah.
If you could just grab her from behind.
Sorry?
Just grab her from behind.
Right.
Okay. Come on, let's do this.
You might have to stand up. I don't know That's any fine. Criminals who Where sit do down I- to attack.
I imagine. Okay, so you're attacking.
It's my unique selling point as a criminal. I do everything.
Just there. Wheel up to me and grab my bag.
Where do I grab her?
Just from behind.
Oh, this is so wrong.
Yeah, no, but where about? What? Just... Round her neck? Like that?
No, like a bear hug.
Right, okay.
That's it, just underneath them, yeah. Okay, alright, so.
This is so strange.
Got your arms around her, that's good. And now just follow the instructions on the self-defense video. Here we go.
You would step to your left.
Step to your left?
Me or him? Me.
You, Who's yes.
Oh, right, I'm fighting the crime.
You're a woman.
Yeah, right. He's the attacker.
Where do
I You're trying to self
This isn't something out of the Rocky Horror Show, is it?
Right, let's start again.
You would step to your left.
Okay, Becky, step to your left. And
He's
then
still there.
Got that? I know.
I'm still
well,
holding her.
That's why we're going to change that.
Right?
Ready?
Reaching back with your right hand.
Reach back with your right hand.
Reaching back with your right hand, grabbing testicles and squeezing.
He jumped off so fast. That was brilliant advice.
Did I?
I didn't do it. Can I just say I didn't do
you
it? But
tried.
The thought of it.
Right, bear hug again, please.
I'm not having her cut me.
Bear hug again.
What? Yeah.
Right. Or you could step to your right.
Step to your right, please.
Oh, I just stood on his toe.
That's it.
Or you could step to your right, reaching back with your left hand, grabbing testicles and squeezing.
What?
Let's just very slowly practice this for a few minutes.
So on the video, there's a bloke, two blokes, one doing the bear hug, one's the one being attacked, and they're just practicing.
Why did you want us to recreate that?
I just thought it'd be
fun.
What
kind of sick individual are you?
Grab testicles with your hand. It could be either hand, right or left. You could step either right or to the left.
I tell you, did both.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Some people on the text are pointing out that that was actually the slowest attack in the world, wasn't it? Because, like, you were kind of bear-hugging Becky from behind for at least, what, 3-4 minutes during that practice
yeah.
run? And obviously, normally attacks go a little bit quicker than that. But you get the idea of what to do next time, don't you?
Also, if you, this isn't what to do if you're attacked from behind by me. I'd just like to point out, I don't attack people.
Oh, yeah.
A few people want to know if this is the technique to get me off.
A few people going, now I know what to do next time Chubbers attacks me.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
Is it wrong that I've asked my mum to get me a hairdryer for my birthday? I just thought I'd throw that in there, because I just think it's a little bit weird now I've asked her.
Is this a really, really, really non-subtle way of reminding us that it's your birthday next week?
Yeah.
And yes, I do think it's weird because you haven't really got much hair.
And also,
no! Oh my god! You instantly think it's because you're old. It's just really short. Why do you need a hairdryer to
don't
dry?
Don't put words in my mouth.
Why do you instantly think it's because you're old? I don't think that's what he thought at all.
Why?
No.
Why? It's because it's so think short.
I think he thought you were insinuating he was bald.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is not true.
Word.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I feel like I've got a full head of hair, my darling.
But yeah, but it's very short, so you don't need a hairdryer.
Back pedal now.
Why do you want a hairdryer?
Because it's got to be dry before you use it as a straightener.
That's true. That's true. Otherwise, you get that thing. Yeah.
But if you do it with a... If you, like, use the hairdryer, does it not go really fluffy?
Like, yeah, but then you can straighten it out after that. See, God, seriously, you need to get into your hair a little bit more than you are.
Are you going to get one of those really amazing ones that old people sit in the hairdressers?
You can't buy them.
Yeah, you can. If you go to the right shop, ask for one of them, and you can just sit there in your lounge.
What, one of those ones
TV?
That you see the women under with
yeah.
a copy of Take a Break
yeah.
or whatever. Oh, I'd love to have one in my house, Becky.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
You're right.
I'm not too bad, thank you.
What are you saying then?
I went back to buy a hairdryer off my nan, and she handed me a shower cap with a Hoover tube, well, kind of a Hoover tube attached to it, with a big box that I attached to my belt, which had a few knobs on, and when I twisted them, it's supposed to dry my hair. She said it was good for when my arms ached holding a hairdryer.
Right, so this is like some kind of helmet that you put on, right?
It's kind of like a shower cap.
Right, with tubes attached to it, and where do the tubes go?
There's one big tube which comes from the shower cap, which then attaches into the box. And the air from the box into the tube, into the shower cap, and dries your hair.
Is this something she made herself?
Not that I'm aware. I think she's had it for about 40 years.
It does sound like one of those inventions.
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether this is something that's actually been bought and is on sale, or whether this is...
No, my nan made it.
Or if this is some kind of homemade contraption.
I don't think she made it. No, I think she bought it.
No, but the way you're describing it, right, you're saying it's a shower cap with a Hoover-type tube leading to a box which attaches to your belt. That sounds made up.
No, it's serious.
And she made it herself.
And does it work?
Kind of.
Have you still got it? I don't want a perm. Have you still got it?
No, I haven't. It's still at our house. She still uses it.
Oh.
Where in the country... Don't say exactly where, but where in the country are you?
I'm in Sheffield, but she's in Boston, in Lincolnshire.
Okay. I might need to borrow that off your nan.
Okay, I'll let her know.
Can you not pop round?
to Boston.
To Boston to try. I mean, seriously. It's quite a long way to go to dry your hair.
But I'm not being funny. It's a shower cap with a tube and a box which attaches to your belt. I'm going to Boston.
I just want a photo of you in that contraption.
Right, ask your nan and get back to me.
I will do.
Mike in Manchester's been on saying, what are the chances of that? I'm on the bus home from work and I've just seen an old woman reading actual Take a Break magazine under a hood dryer in a salon like you just mentioned. That's amazing, Mike. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
I've now got this weird image of all over the land, people's nans in their sheds making this contraption from a shower cap, a tube and a box.
It's astonishing how many texts have come in from people who know their nans or their mums have this.
What happens then? I've got a bit more information. The shower cap just fills with hot air, and that's creating a kind of nan afro. Brilliant.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Now, do you remember we were saying about on those American airlines, not American Airlines, but a particular American airline, where you get these quite cool flight attendant announcements.
If you have a seat on a roll with the exit, we're going to talk to you, so you might as well expect it. You got to help evacuate in case we need you. If you don't want them, we're going to reseat you. Before we leave, our advice is put away your electronic devices. Fasten your seatbelt, then put your trays up. Press the button to make the seat back raise up. Sit back, relax. Have a good time. It's almost time to go, so I'm done with the ride.
I think I'd quite like that on my flight, to be fair.
Oh, but you said you were confused because they didn't mention taking off your high heels.
That's
which
true.
Apparently you always get on when you fly. I don't remember that announcement.
No, they tell you to take off your high heels. If they land on water. And then you have that funny, you know, on the kind of instruction card, you have like those cartoon people coming down that that rubber slide. Am I the only person that's been on a plane that has that?
No. The diagrams and stuff, but
Of landing on water, you have to go down the slide.
Yeah, but I don't think I've ever been told about high heels.
They'd say that every time.
Okay.
And then we found this amazing airline in South Africa. Listen to their flight announcements.
Unlikely need for loss of cabin pressure. Oxygen masks will zap out automatically from the panel above you. Please stop screaming. Grasp the master watcher with a short down a jerk to activate the flow of oxygen. Quickly cover your nose and mouth and breathe normally.
Now, I didn't think that was real at first, but loads of our listeners, a lot of them in South Africa who listen to the podcast, say that is for real, and they go on this airline all the time. And the announcements are like this.
Cell phones, microwave ovens, hair dryers, gentlemen, all interfere with the flying of the aircraft, so please keep it switched off.
Now, that, because we were playing those, got us reminiscing about our friend Rafe. Do you remember Rafe, chappers? Be honest. It was a while ago when we first discovered Rafe. And he works on a certain airline that is... How can you say that? It's not difficult, this airline.
Okay.
Hi, Rafe.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm really good, Rafe. It's good to speak to you again.
So lovely to speak to you, Scott.
Now, we spoke to you ages ago. How long ago was that, Rafe?
Oh, golly. I think it was September the year before last, actually. So, September 2007. Wow.
Wow.
Time flies by, doesn't it?
And we said that you were easily the UK's best flight attendant just because of your announcements that you do on the plane. And so many of our listeners remember you.
The one that didn't speak had been on your plane, I think, coming back from somewhere.
A flight to Marseille.
That's right. Yeah, it was a flight from Marseille. Yeah. Now, Rafe, I understand a lot of our listeners have flown with you on that airline because you can't forget your voice, really, I don't think.
I'm very pleased to know.
We've got some very sad news, haven't we?
We have indeed.
Which is?
I'm leaving.
Oh my
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Right. Have you been fired, Rafe?
No, I haven't, no. No, not quite.
Leaving of your own accord.
I'm leaving of my own accord.
Okay.
Yeah. And, I mean, do a lot of people come... Since we mentioned it, a lot of people have come up to you going, oh, you're that guy, yeah.
I have people, I would say, on every single flight. And do you know something, Scott? Someone the other day was on my flight, and they loved my voice so much, they've asked me if I would do some announcements for a very big American superstar coming over to the UK in July time.
Right. What kind of announcements?
All the safety announcements, like Very shortly, ladies and gentlemen, you will be required to take your seats for our upcoming performance. Michael Jackson will be arriving on stage shortly. Stuff like that.
Wow! So you're doing the voiceovers for the Michael Jackson tour?
I'm at present waiting for some scripts. I've been asked, so if someone asks me to do something, I'm always happy to help them out.
That's right. Oh, that's really good, Rafe. Well done.
I can't wait.
Got yourself an agent now and all that, I bet, haven't you?
No, I'd love an agent. If you can get me an agent, even better.
Oh, my God.
He'll probably offer his own services to represent you now.
25%, Rafe.
Indeed. Well, 25% is better than nothing.
Well, that's right. Well, what can we say? It's just people are going to miss you on the airline, you know? You're the best.
I'm going to miss them as well. I'm going to miss them so much. But I'm going somewhere else. Mm. In the transport industry still, I'm going to go and drive trains.
Are you?
I start my training on Monday, so hopefully I'll become the poshest train driver ever. You never know.
Well, I think that's entirely possible.
It is possible, I suppose.
Do you get to do announcements then? I suppose you do.
I would imagine so. I've heard announcements myself, and I've been on the trains, and I've been practicing having a go at doing some trains.
Okay, give us a little blast of that then.
Please stand clear of the edge of Platform 5. Rafe's train is approaching. Please stand behind the yellow line.
So you're leaving...
Are you making this up?
No, I'm not. I'm not, honestly.
You're leaving your airline to do voiceovers for Michael Jackson and drive trains?
Yep, indeed.
I love it as well that as soon as I asked you to give us a little go, you've completely rehearsed this, Rafe, already, haven't you?
I'm just getting ready. Not for you, but for the trains and... For Michael and
for
everything
Michael.
Else. Michael!
Did you say it was
Michael?
Did you say it was Michael Jackson that heard you? Or it was one
of... No, it was another chap on my plane who was doing something with it, so...
I just couldn't imagine Michael Jackson on that airline. That was
no,
all.
No, I couldn't be honest with you.
No.
All right, it's good to speak to you again, Rafe. Already there are people texting and going, oh, he was on my plane once, yeah. So.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah. And what's your last flight?
To speak to you.
What's your last flight?
My last flight is going to be this Saturday. I'm on, at the moment, unless it gets changed, I'm on the early morning Athens, leaving from London's Gatwick Airport.
Right. Wow, we're going to miss you, man.
I'm going to miss them all as well.
And then I presume your last flight is actually the return from
the
Athens.
The return from Athens. Right. I think there's going to be a few tears shed personally, but...
Pick up yourself.
Indeed.
Because that would be really horrible of the company if they made all their people who left the company, if their last
ones
were always the outward bound ones.
Yeah.
Got their employees stranded all across Europe.
Don't say it too loud, because they might think of that, actually, and charge you for the ticket on the way back.
Sorry, because you've left her, you have to spend the rest of your life in Naples.
Yeah.
Also, can we just ask, am I making this up about removing the high heels thing when you land on water?
I believe it's landing on water. Yes, we would ask you, because the thing is, it might puncture the slide.
Exactly, that's why they do it.
Yeah.
That's why they always tell me to take my high heels off if you're going down that emergency slide in the unlikely event of landing on water.
I could wear my high heels during the flight, but after the flight, when we land, everything else, I want to change into my normal shoes.
Seriously, we should end this now. Okay, I love you, Rafe.
And you, Scott. All the best. Take care.
Oh, no.
What?
Oh, no. Dave in Carlisle hasn't heard the news about what normally happens at this time of day. Would you be able to break it to them, please? I'm too scared.
What?
Right, you just tell them and I'm going to run off.
Okay. We're not doing what's occurring anymore at 5:30 daily.
But bring it up with some good news.
But we're going to do it weekly on a
Thursday.
At around, do I give a time? Do we know a time?
Oh, my good around, God. You know nothing. No, 5:30.
Well, if you'd had the... I was going to say balls
decency.
To do it yourself. But
decency,
I didn't want to
word.
Say that. Decency to do it yourself, yeah.
Now everyone's like, oh, God. Now, some people in tears. Someone in Glasgow in tears. I don't believe you. Jordan's saying, where's what's occurring? Okay. It's going to be on at 5:30 on Thursdays. But from next week, on the all-new Scott Mills show, there are going to be some brand new things coming your way. And I don't mean to boast, listeners, but you are going to love them. Around about this time, every day from next week, stuff that's not I Was Occurring, but stuff that you will like very much. And don't worry about I Was Occurring, because it's still on Thursday.
Are you going to say what they are?
Is it still stuff that I can beat chappers with? Not like,
yes.
You know, big sticks.
Yeah. We're just kind of having a little revamp, that's all. So don't be sad. That's from next week.
Celebrate.
Podcast. My favourite text concerning Oh What's Occurring is from Rick, who's just put in capital letters, I don't like change. Rick, let me just guide you by the hand and walk you through this. It's going to be fine. Lottie in Lincoln's been
with
on.
Your metal detector.
Yeah. Let me just grab you by the hand and
go treasure hunting with you.
That doesn't work anymore. Rubbish, no. No. He's broken my metal detector.
Is there any metal nearby?
Yeah, there's loads.
Obviously
it's just,
not.
It's a radio studio. Could you fix that? Sorry.
Need a member of your staff to turn it on.
Lottie in Lincoln's been on saying... Mm. Well, that's what Facebook said when they had a revamp, and look how that turned out.
Well, that's true, yeah.
This revamp will be better than Facebook's. Am I building this up too much? Oh, it works! Hooray! Oh, thank God for that. Right, turn it off now, turn it off. Scott Mills is reversing. Turn it off.
I don't know it.
Oh, God. The all-new Scott Mills show will be on Monday from 4 o'clock on Radio 1.
God, blimey. In capitals, there is no point listening to the show anymore. I hate you all.
Do you know what is still on?
What?
The Honesty Game.
Oh, good.
Which has been on for a while now. But I feel there's still some more secrets that we need to get out there. So if you've got anything you want to ask us, just send us a text.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, then let's enter into the honesty game again, where you can ask us pretty much anything you want, and we have to answer it honestly. Hence the honesty game title. 8119. Okay, first one. If you want to text us, by the way, you can still do that. We'll give you a call back. Hello, Ed.
Hello.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm really good. I want your question for the honesty game.
Yeah, sure. It's to Chappers, actually.
Okay.
Just wondering, I take him as the kind of the alpha male of the Radio 1 team there.
Well, this show, definitely, yeah.
God, yeah. And I was just wondering what the largest animal he thinks he could wrestle and successfully win.
Okay.
As the alpha male?
That's you.
Right, that's interesting.
Yeah, not really saying much on this particular show.
No, but... Does wrestling an animal, does that count as proving your alpha maleness? Your alpha masculinity, does it?
Well, I know that you're not keen on animal
Well, this is the problem,
scale.
Isn't it? Is that I am animal phobic in general, and I don't tend to like animals, and animals don't tend to like me.
But if you had to...
What's the largest animal that I could possibly wrestle?
Yeah.
A duck? A gerbil? No, because I've got... Once got bitten by a duck, didn't I? So I would say a gerbil, maybe, or a guinea pig.
That's pathetic.
Well...
Oh, I could have a gerbil. Anyone could have a gerbil.
Really?
I think. Fight!
A deep challenge.
What? You want to wrestle a gerbil, do you?
It wouldn't be fair on the gerbil.
After you taught me those new self-defence techniques earlier on today, I think I could have an elephant.
Okay. But you're just going for a gerbil.
Yeah, but because also I am like, one, because I'm scared of animals, and two, because I'm not really a very good fighter, to
be
honest.
But a gerbil's got speed, so you'd have to run.
Yeah, but
quite
I'm wrestling it, I'm not chasing it.
What about a zebra?
No. Where are you going to get these animals for me to wrestle?
Oh, anyway? Don't worry, we can get animals.
Well, no, because zebras are kind of horses, and horses don't like me. Whenever I go on a horse, I get buckarooed off.
Oh, do you? Oh, don't like that really either. Okay, good. So a gerbil is the answer.
A gerbil is the answer.
Who's this?
This is Kirsty.
Hi, Kirsty. Where are you?
I'm travelling through... it's actually really derelict. I'm coming back from Glasgow up to sunny Elgin.
Okay. What's your question, then?
My question is, have you ever stolen anything from a friend's house?
Stolen anything from a friend's house? Oh, no. I have, actually.
Well, you've probably got a whole list, I would imagine.
Why?
Well, what have you stolen?
Right, one of my friends, she didn't know this, she had some really, really nice shampoo, and I noticed that she had two bottles of it in the bathroom, and I was like, oh, she won't miss the other one, because I really wanted it at the time. It was like an impulse steal.
And did she ever notice?
Hasn't ever mentioned it to me, no. It was just really, really nice. I was like, oh, I really want that. I don't think it was particularly expensive. It was just that I just... Do you know?
That's not the point, is it,
no.
really?
So,
it's
yes,
her shampoo. She had two bottles of it because she liked it, and yeah. you nicked one of them.
And also, I have nicked a top from one of my friend's house as well.
And a dressing gown from David Hasselhoff.
Doesn't really count.
Yeah, that's a good point, though. So.
I think I've... The only thing I've stolen is probably, you know, when you sit on the sofa and put your hand down the side to see if there's any coins there.
Oh my God.
The ones so that I find from there.
So cheap. You really are, aren't you?
Have you done that?
Maybe. Or if I just see, you know, like a 5p poking out. Just, it's not very much, is it?
Did you ever steal anything when you were at Gordon Brown's? When you were at number 10?
The Prime Minister, no.
Did you think about doing a Denise Van Outen and nicking
an ashtray or something? No, I really didn't actually. Because I just felt that there were people watching you the whole time. I told you about the thing where I wanted to go to the loo and I thought I'd got the wrong place. I thought I was going to get, shot down or something.
Many thanks to all the people on the text who own gerbils and are offering gerbils up for a wrestle. Mm. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
No, I've never nicked anything.
Never from anything from anyone's house?
Why would you nick something from your friend's house? I think that's really bad. Mm. No.
It was a really nice top, though.
What was it like?
Well, to be fair, it's one of my friends who... I think that they have nicked stuff from my house before. So, in my head...
Is that where the other glove went?
In my head, I thought that was all right. Because I know that they've got... Like, you know, one of those is like, can I just borrow a hoodie or something? And it's like, yeah, yeah, no problem. And then you never get it back. One of those friends.
Okay.
Yeah. Any more question? What?
Somebody's just texted in, you stole shampoo. No wonder Chappers is the alpha male.
It was really nice. Hi, Emma.
Hi.
Have you been at work today or what?
I've had a day off today.
Hooray. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Norwich.
Okay, what's your question on the honesty game?
Have you ever seen a ghost?
Ever seen a ghost?
No.
Yvette Fielding would want me to say yes.
Yeah, but we didn't, did we? We didn't see anything at all.
When we went on Most Haunted?
When we went on Most Haunted, we didn't see anything at all.
I was a little disappointed with our trip to Most Haunted, because we went to a... It was a supposed haunted pub in New York, wasn't it? A few years ago.
Yeah.
And there was a... And it's been on hundreds of times, I'm sure a lot of people have seen it, because it gets repeated every other Tuesday or something. But where you're locked in a bathroom, Chappers... Mm. And then you come out of the bathroom, which I seem to find quite amusing, and went, "Huh." And now Yvette Fielding still says to this day that something laughed in her ear, and I can tell you, Yvette, it was me.
A glass moved on a table, and that was... But we were all touching the glass, and what's that called? What were we doing? Like a Ouija board thing.
Touching a glass.
And that was it. Nothing else moved, nothing fell off, didn't see any of those. What are they orbs or some orbs? Yeah. Didn't even see any of them. Nothing.
I have to say, when I went ghost hunting a bit later on, last year actually, with Comedy Dave and Rachel and Alid from The Moyle Show, I did feel some cold air sometimes. But that's not the same as seeing a ghost.
I think that's just the relationship Dave and Alid have.
Right. Becky?
I have, but it was later found that I'd eaten too much cheese. It was when I was staying at my ex-boyfriend's parents' house, and I was in bed and I woke up in the night and there was this old man coming towards me like, "Whoa!" And I told them all about it in the morning and said the house was haunted. And they said they reminded me of the fact that I'd eaten a whole big one of those sausage cheeses. You know, the ones in the orange.
The whole thing?
Yeah. So I'd actually just had a really bad nightmare and then started seeing things.
Eating smoked cheese shaped as a sausage doesn't mean you see ghosts.
Eating cheese before bedtime gives you really bad nightmares. And that night it had just given me visions.
No, I think you do get cheese dreams. I do. Definitely.
It was a whole sausage I'd eaten.
What cheese dreams have you had?
You just get weird dreams when you're on cheese. Also, you need to sort this out because this is not the first time this has happened to you. Remember when you were ill a couple of weeks ago? Mm-hmm. Why was that?
Because I ate much cheese.
Now, when you ate too much cheese then, because you ate a whole blue cheese in one go, didn't
yeah,
you?
I did.
Did you see any ghosts then?
No, but I did have nightmares.
Do you not think you should just lay off the cheese a bit? Maybe.
Maybe, but I like it too much.
Are you sure it just wasn't your ex-boyfriend's dad going for a wee in his nightshirt? Yeah, desperate. I need to get to the loo.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
We're doing the honesty game, which is it's good today. I'm liking this. Right, some more. Hi, Steph.
Hello.
Where are you tonight?
I'm just off the M6 at the moment.
Okay, and your question, please.
If the one that couldn't speak could have anyone's voice, whose would it be?
Okay, so he obviously doesn't speak on the show, but if he could have a voice, who would that be?
That's a very good question, isn't it?
He's now going to... He's having a think.
Ooh.
And he's going to probably, as he normally does, type it out for Chappers so Chappers can read it. So just waiting for that.
Okay.
This is Radio 1, Zane Lowe at 7 o'clock tonight.
He's typed out Alan Carr.
So there we are. Alan Carr would be his voice of choice. Have anybody... Okay. Hi, Ollie.
What's up, sweet cheeks? How's it going?
I'm all right, my darling. What's your question?
Oh, right. Have any of you ever weighed yourselves before and after a poo?
Yes. Obviously.
Yes, but not intentionally. Some mornings, if I weigh too much, I'll go and have a shower and go to the loo and then come back and wait because it gives a more positive result, doesn't it?
You'll poo in the shower?
No, not
oh,
in the shower.
Disgusting.
I didn't say I said I'll
Megan,
go
Megan,
to
Megan.
The... Like, in the bathroom. I meant I'll go to the bathroom and kind of get ready and stuff.
I can't believe you
Stop
poo in
it.
Your shower.
Stop implying that.
That is disgusting.
I have, yes, because I had to... I had a personal trainer weigh in and I was like, oh, if I could do this now, then I'd easily get rid of a couple of pounds. Doesn't work, generally. But I tried my best.
So does he weigh you every week?
Yeah, most weeks.
How big? Is it a couple of pounds? It's massive. That's like two bags of sugar.
No, but you know when you're like, oh, no, I've got weigh-in in a minute. What can I do to get my weight down? I know, I'll do this.
So when he arrives and gets his scales out, you go to the loo, do
no,
you?
No, normally just beforehand I've been.
Right. And then, but without being crude about this, do you then turn around and look at what you've got rid of?
No.
And then try and work out how much weight that
no,
might
No, I just
be?
Get straight back on the scales again just to see.
And are you really disappointed if it's only a little pebble?
Oh.
Yeah, to be honest, I am.
I don't know what you're erring at. You poo in the shower.
I don't!
Have you ever done that?
No.
You've never weighed yourself
never
before and
in
after?
The shower. Yeah, no, I've never weighed myself before after a poo. No.
All right.
Okay. I sometimes will have a poo before weighing myself.
Right, this
I
is real nice.
I don't do it beforehand and then after.
Okay, so I'm the only one that seems to have done that. Really.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
good.
But she's worse.
What?
Yeah, just generally. Who's this?
It's Rob.
Hi, Rob, where are you?
I'm in Suffolk.
Okay, and what is your question, my darling?
Well, it's a question for Becky, really. I was just wondering whether she'd ever been tempted to eat anything out of a bin.
Eat anything out of a bin?
Yeah. You know, sort of might spot something in the bin and feel a bit peckish.
Yeah, what are you saying about Becky?
Nothing. Well, I did see a programme the other day and someone did confess to eating out of a bin and I just, you know...
What did they eat?
I don't know. They didn't actually specify what they ate, but I don't know. Sounded quite tasty.
Anything out of a bin?
Yes, I have.
I would have put money on that answer.
But can I say, it hadn't been there very long at all. There was a really skinny girl who used to work here, and she had like bought one of those 5 packs of cookies. She ate a couple and then threw the rest in the packet in the bin. And I went, what are you doing? No! I went over and got them out and ate them.
But they were in the packet.
One of my friends, her dad used to have to put washing up liquid on all the food he threw in the bin in case he was tempted to go back later for more.
I think that I have been tempted to go back into the bin before now.
I would only do it to something that had been thrown away in a packet. There's no
see,
word eat something fresh out
I wish
of
I
bin.
Could
that's
say
just,
the same.
That's disgusting.
What have you eaten out of a bin then?
I remember... It was a new bin bag. I did want to get the Chinese back out of the bin.
It was a new bin bag?
Yeah, there was no other rubbish in there. But I just... I didn't do it, but I did want to.
That's worse than me actually having done it, is the fact that you wanted to get the slops out.
That's what the Honesty Game's all about, my love.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
We've been talking about, on the Honesty Game, the fact that Becky did actually go into a bin once to get some food back out, but it wasn't a wrapper. And I did say that maybe once I had a Chinese and then was like, oh, I want some more now. But there was a new bin bag in there and I didn't actually go back and get the sweet and sour chicken balls from it. I didn't.
If you say so, you sound like more like you're trying to convince yourself than us.
Someone says, Scott, I always get clothes back out of the washing basket for another chance. I've got a jumper that I've had for 4 years. It's never actually made it.
Do you know what? Occasionally, occasionally I do that as well.
I have done that. How often do you do that and with what clothes?
Normally the ones that you have to wash at a different temperature. Most of your stuff always goes in at the same temperature, but there's normally...
Oh, there's just one, I know, annoying.
Normally, the one that doesn't speak is suggesting that I do it with pants.
You
which
do?
I don't.
Well, you do.
Well, how do you know
you
I do
You just
it
said
with-
that while the record was on.
That's a blatant lie. That is just a blatant lie.
Okay.
I do with those clothes that are more delicate and you have to wash at a different
Can't
temperature to others. Yeah, yeah.
Just
but not
down.
My pants.
I know.
I pants know. Are for 4 days.
All right, now, so
you
you're doing the same as me now. You're protesting too much.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.